This week we discuss The Sexiest Man Alive,
why the Wicked cast can't stop crying,
plus the Grammy nominations are out and they're stacked,
and we make our predictions for the winners.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's popping off in pop culture this week.
For the third time.
This is the third time. The memory card kept messing around, so
yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay. We're here. It's Friday.
Doesn't feel like it.
I know. I literally texted Lewis today and he was like, shit.
I was like, wait, it's Friday.
Yeah.
This week's gone fast. I don't know. I said yesterday, and I think this is, I stand by it. Sorry, let me put my phone on, do not stop. November's the worst month of the year.
Do you think?
I think it's worse than January and February.
November? Oh, no.
Because it hits you like that. That it's bad. Like, you never think November's bad, and then it hits November, and it's like, no one wants to do anything, because they're just recovered from summer and Halloween and saving themselves for Christmas, and it's just dark, like, literally just dark, so you're not used to it like you are in January and February, and it feels so long, because it's like, you're waiting for Christmas, and you're waiting for the end of the year, and it feels like it's creeping so slowly, whereas January and February, like, you're mentally preparing yourself throughout December, like, oh, those are bad months, like, November just slaps you in the face, like, oh, yeah, like, oh, you forgot that, like, there's, like, a blip where nothing happens towards the end of the year.
I don't mind November because I think, like, it's just the start of, like, you're getting on to Christmas with the eager Christmas people, me being one of them. I've already ordered my Christmas tree. It's literally in the box still, but I think I'm going to put it up on the actual 1st of December. But, yeah, you have, like, Christmas and stuff. Like, I hate, like, the come down from Christmas. So fucking bad. That's why I hate January and I hate February. It's just so depressing. But you still have like a little bit of Christmas, a little bit of bonfire night. You have like still things going on. People are excited to start doing things. So I don't really mind November, to be honest. And I have friends' birthdays as well, which makes it fun.
Oh, I have no birthdays in November.
Oh, yeah. I feel like birthdays is what makes a month fun. It takes it from 0 to 100. That's why October's the best month.
I love a friend's birthday. Yeah, you've been at Event City this week.
Yeah, like, so the main event that I went to was the House of CB Christmas party, which I saw Connor Walker, and she is literally, like, the most beautiful.
Oh, I forgot she existed.
Yeah. Really?
She was, like, an it girl for a moment.
But, like, I feel like she's very much on her...
Yeah, she's a lot more private now, I feel.
On her business, yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like when House of CB was first on the come up, like, her and House of CB were kind of like synonymous is the word I was looking for. Like, you think of her, you think of House of CB, you think of House of CB. Whereas now, obviously, House of CB has eclipsed her so much. Like, you'd kind of like I don't look at House of CB as like Connor Walker's brand. I look at House of CB. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like she was like an influencer at the same time while it was moving. I don't know if she still is, but I don't follow her on anything.
No, I love her socials. She's got a really nice house in LA.
Oh, she lives in LA?
Yeah, her house is crazy.
Wow.
But I went to that, which was, it's good, like, in terms of it being a great place for them to be able to market their dresses, like, amazing.
Yeah, I did see loads of people there and everyone did look really good.
Yeah, oh my God. So, everyone looks amazing, right? All the girls, but then all the male plus ones.
I saw Tyreek turned up in a tracksuit.
What the fuck is that about? What the fuck is that about? Like, there were the guys that got invited, for example, Victor Kunda was there, stunning always, like, he just always looks amazing. And, yeah, just like a couple other guys, they were like in like nice, like more suits. There was guys in fucking like cardigans, like jump. Like, I was just thinking, like,
I would have worn a jumper though if I went.
Yeah, but a jumper and like nice trousers,
right? Yeah,
and
a
cardigan, jeans, and trainers.
Yeah, yeah, that's trainers is crazy.
Yeah, trainers is insane. Like, at least, or even like a cardigan, like smart trousers. And like, because someone else was wearing a cardigan and he looked really good, but it was like a cardigan and then he had like a shirt and a tie underneath and it looked really nice. Yeah. Or even just like a cardigan, but then you can smart in a cardigan.
Wear,
but
if like, you're wearing nice trousers.
Yeah, a nice pair of trousers, a nice like shoe, or even like a nice pair of trousers and trainers, or like a flatter trainer, you know, like there's ways to like look smart. But like when you're literally wearing something that you'd wear to Selfridges or like to Oxford Street or to go get Blank Street, like that is just not like the vibe at all.
I'm sorry, I'm also not of the vibe that like smart trainers exist. Like, trainers are not.
Yeah, they are. Like, Margiela's are smart trainers.
I don't think trainers should ever be worn in a smart setting.
Really? You know? I think like a Margiela, like a flatter shoe is like a smarter shoe.
I think especially you can get smarter trainers, but I don't think a trainer should ever be worn in. If it's like there are so many shoe options which men can go for which aren't trainers. Mm. Like, I don't think ever, in terms of like if what this event sounds like, I mean, I don't know this specific dress code, but like a evening attire event or a red carpet, anything like that, I don't think there is any excuse for a trainer to ever be there, personally for me. But obviously everyone's allowed to dress how they want.
Yeah, I understand. So yeah, I was just a bit disappointed because they were just like, what's the point? Like, what is the point of you being here? Like, what is the point of you walking around? Like,
trying to pull some gold,
I guess so. Like, I just don't see, like, what they're adding to it because they're obviously not wearing any House of CB and you're just, like, not...
taking up space.
Yeah, and the aesthetic is not, like, you're ruining the aesthetic. But, yeah, the girls looked astounding. House of CB dresses are amazing, but it's not really somewhere where, like, people are going there to brock their back. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
I'm quite stush.
Extremely. Boring. So it's not really like a party. It is a Christmas party, but people are just there to take pictures. And I thought, like, my friend told me last year that that's what people were there to do. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh. Like, it put me off of wanting to take a picture. I was like, yeah, I'm taking a picture before I come out. And then I'm going to have a fun time there. And then like, I got there and everyone was just there just taking pictures the whole time. Yeah, I think that's like the thing. Like, people just, they go there to take the pics and then they like, and like, that's like what they kind of want people to do. They don't really want people to go and like get mash up. Because I guess like, if you have a brand like has a CB as well, like, you probably want it to like look classy, but like, I would want it to look relatable. Personally, that's just me, innit? If I had my brand, I would want it to look relatable to like the masses. So like, whether or not like you're in like your smart stuff, like, let's get fucked up and let's be like shaking ass like by like 2 a.m.
I do get what they might be thinking though, because it is obviously perfect marketing time to have this party now before everyone orders their Christmas dresses. And obviously having the House of CB dresses aren't like a super cheap or anything. But if you're buying a dress for a nice occasion, most people like non-budget dependent would be looking towards House of CB. So to have all these like big influencers go there and take their nice pictures just before people go to buy their dresses,
And you also like you
for the Christmas season, like, yeah, just before like the everyday person goes to buy their dresses for the Christmas season, having their feeds flooded with really influencers,
and just remembering that people
I'll look like that at my Christmas party, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's so cool to like be able to go to like events where like it's like a proper like Christmas party.
It's
like,
actually fucked now I think about it, that what you get a free dress in exchange return for the that someone's entire Instagram feed to be dominated the next day with House of CB outfits that they're gonna make so much money from for the Christmas season, and you get a free dress in exchange. Like, they should be paying the girls going.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's actually a good point. because it's gonna be social media blackout
the next day, House of CB dresses, just before the Christmas season starts. They are going to have made like so much money from that.
And those girls were working.
Yeah, they should be getting paid.
I wasn't.
I don't know, get ready with me.
Because I like to do my get ready with me, take one picture and then I'm there to fucking party. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But those girls, they go and like, they're there to work, and I'm like, wait, is this a party or is this a work event? Like,
is this a shoot?
Don't be trying to fool me. But it's cute. They had like these bows that were like personalized and stuff. So I got one for me and my friend with our initials on it. I'm not really a bow tool person, but like, I just thought like it was quite like a cute little incentive to take away.
Yeah.
Last night went to Boiler Room. Boiler Room was fucking lit. Chai Carter was there.
I saw. Yo.
She's so fucking good. She's really hot as well, actually. And yeah, like the Boiler Room was such good vibes, man. Like, the music was good. Everyone got to, like, all my friends were there. Like, we all got to pop our pussies and, like, just, like, have a great fucking time. And, like, you know, like, when you go somewhere, you don't even, like, drink that much, but, like, the vibes are just so good. Like, everyone's dancing.
What venue was that?
It was at some random venue in Tottenham. Oh, my God, me and my friend, so Apple Maps told me to go this way, which is, like, in this underpass, like, subway thing. But then, like, I was, like, determined that it was this way because I didn't want to walk all the way back around. So then, if you know Tottenham, then it's, like, this whatever subway is fucking closed off. So you can, like, pass underneath, like, the road or whatever. But we thought, oh, fuck it, like, let's just climb over, like, the gate thing because, like, this is obviously the way. We climb over the gate, we go underneath the subway, and then the other side is shut, and then we have to, like, break our way out. And then, like, we line biked the right way round, but I just put the driving thing in because, obviously, the walking thing wasn't working. And then, like, it was only literally an actual 10-minute walk from the from the station if Apple Maps took me the right way. So fuck Apple Maps. Honestly, I fucking hate Apple Maps. Apple Maps is very dangerous though. It has you doing things that you're not supposed to be doing. No, there one time, you know, like where Sainsbury's is a new cross fry, new cross gate. It wanted me, if I don't know if anyone knows, but like Haberdasher Ass, like this road, basically, it wanted me to like go turn right into oncoming traffic and then drive around to get into Sainsbury's. That, but if you're not from London, or if you don't know the area, you would do that.
Yeah.
And you would crash and you would die.
Yeah, that's why I use Waze.
I don't like Waze. I don't like the layout. I like I like the way that Apple Maps is like set up.
I hate the way Apple Maps. It's always Waze for driving, Apple Maps for walking, City Mapper for public transport.
I hate City Mapper. City Mapper is like Team
U. No, but I just like using the... I'll like remember the route and then like I just use the City Mapper for the route.
Really?
But I hate the City Mapper actual map. Like I hate the...
It's so overstimulating. There's way too much. I literally look, when people are like using City Mapper on their phone, like I'm literally like sidelining them because it's just so much like to look at. Too much. But yeah, that's it really. What are you up to this weekend?
Going to the Jazz. Oh, it's Big Brother Final. Big Brother Final is tonight. So I'm going to be staying in, drinking a bottle of wine to myself.
Oh my God, you know what I'm obsessed with is Oyster Bay.
Wait, why do I know that?
Oyster Bay is like the Sauvignon Blanc, like the New Zealand. I'm actually going to go get a bottle after this.
Are you going out tonight?
I'm just going for dinner.
Where?
I don't know, like Dalston. Like there's this like...
Yeah,
ew, I know. Literally, yuck. When I have to leave Peckham, I'm just like, unless it's very specific. I don't know. There's like this guy and he has like a restaurant or something.
What's it? Oh, I tried to do a solo date night last night and it was the biggest fucking fail of my life.
Why?
Oh my God, I am never doing it again. So my idea, right, was I was going to go out because there's a film that I really wanted to watch, which I did go see last night, called Bird. And it's like barely in any cinemas. But the Ritzy in Brixton was showing it.
Oh, that's fun.
So I was like, no one wants to come with me. That's fine. I go to the cinema by myself all the time. I've never been to this cinema before, though. And I like going to Peckinplex on my own because I can just go in, get my Diet Coke, sit in the corner and leave. Like, it's like... But I was like...
glasses in the corner.
But I'm literally like... And sometimes I put my hood up in Peckinplex. But I was going to this new cinema and I was like, why? Right, I'm going all the way to Brixton. And it was a Thursday night and I already had a drink, so I knew I wasn't driving. So I was like, right, let me... make this into like a solo date night. Like I am a really independent person when it comes to anywhere else other than London. I hate doing things on my own in the evening in London. I hate going to events on my own. I hate going even like walking into a bar on my own in London. Like I just hate it because I know no one is, but I feel like everyone's looking at me. Anyway, so I was like, let's push myself out of the comfort zone. I was like, I'm gonna go to Brixton Village. I'm going to go and like find a little cute restaurant like and like find it because they're like really small restaurants in Brixton Village. So it's like I can just sit in the corner on my own kind of vibe. Then I'm going to go to the cinema and I'm going to really push myself out of my comfort zone. I cycled to Brixton Village. Oh my God. It was literally like mobbed. And like I was just like, oh.
Please. Brixton is the biggest overstimulation to like I think in South London. That place is mad.
I have
mad.
Been heckled there, like heckled in a derogatory way. There's so really? Many by like Christian preachers and stuff.
Oh
like,
my God.
But one time it was this year before Carnival we went to meet my friend because I think she was having lunch there or something. So we were like, right, we'll come via you, pick you up and go on. And a Christian preacher started heckling me and I'd already had loads to drink. So I started like twerking and stuff.
Oh my God.
And then like random women who were in the street was like cheering me on being like, yes, go, go boy. And like, he was like, you're going to hell. and the girls were like, you're not going to hell, bitch.
Is that the picture?
Like, oh no, that was enough. That was outside Beyonce. Yeah.
Oh right. Yeah.
like he was like, you're gonna be going to hell. And these really like cute girls, not girls. They were like full women, but like they were like, we're Christian and you are going to hell. Like rock off your back, boy. And I was like, don't encourage this. It was so funny. Anyway, so then I ended up leaving Brixton Village because I was like, I can't do this. Like, there's too many people here, and I'm literally like, I can't pick a restaurant. Like, all the restaurants were like so busy. Dumb of me to like not think like it's a fucking Thursday night. So I was like, let me just walk towards the cinema and see if I find somewhere else. I'm like walking towards the cinema. I get to the cinema. I'm not found anywhere. The film literally starts in 20 minutes. I'm like, I don't have time for dinner anymore. So I sit in Itsu, like the fucking places that people go for a quick lunch during their working days. Like I'm sat in the Itsu. Then I go to the cinema. I'm like, right, let's just go to the cinema. I didn't get my glass of wine with dinner, like, which was the whole reason I cycled there and didn't drive. So I was like, right, let me just go get a glass of wine for the cinema. There was some fucking, I don't know what film, I think it was a student film premiere. Good on them and everything, but finishing as I was going into the cinema. So I kid you not, 100 people were stood in the foyer as I come into the cinema. And I'm like, all these people in suits and stuff. And there was like so many influencers there that I knew. And I was ducking my head. And I was just like, I still haven't had a fucking glass of wine yet. Yeah. And I finally get into the cinema. And as I said, I'm used to going to like cinemas, which you don't have to reserve a seat, slash they're so empty that like you just sit wherever, it doesn't matter. So I like go in, I'm one of the first people in, I just sit on a random seat. This guy comes in like halfway through the advert's like, I'm really sorry, this is my seat. I was like, oh fuck, this, like, it's a cinema where you have to reserve a seat. So I moved down a few seats. Then this whole entire cinema was so full. It was like, I felt like I was on an airplane. Like, really? I literally couldn't move. I felt so like overstimulated. It was the worst solo day ever, and I'm never fucking doing it again.
Oh, I was even gonna go one or two ways.
Right. I was gonna find a nice little like maybe like sushi or like little cute burger place and have like a glass of like wine with it, then go and like sit, full belly, nice food, and it was just not.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, guys. Maybe don't do stuff on your own.
Ever.
Let's de-influence solo star. Everyone's obsessed with just painting the good stuff on TikTok. But I bet you if they have a day like that, they didn't make a little TikTok vlog out of that day, did they?
I don't. Oh, actually, to be fair, I guess I do solo dates, but I don't think of it as a solo date.
No.
I just think of it as I'm the only person that is available.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to make myself go, because I rely too much on other people in evening social situations. I'm trying to be that person who can like go to an event on their own and like work the room. So I feel like
work the room.
Like, no, but some people do, and that's how like you make connections.
Like I do that.
Yeah, I feel like you do. But like that's how you make connections and like.
But you've been in the game so long, so I'm not surprised you're probably tired of doing that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like quite new to this still. I feel like I'm still like.
But yeah, actually, to be fair, because I was thinking to myself the other day, I was like, when I was 18 and I first moved to London and like I was going to all these events on my own, I would turn up to all these events on my own and not even bat an eyelid. And now I'm literally like, I overthink
it. So again, like.
I'm like, oh, and I have to stand in a room and like, what if no one I don't know is there? And then I have to, what do you say to someone to start a conversation and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, I feel you. What else has been happening in the world of life?
Should we move on to People's Sexiest Man?
Yes. Who is it again?
So people thought that it could have been... So people usually will do it like a shoot and there'll be like other people involved in it. Like that isn't the sexiest man alive. They're just in their sexiest man issue. And one of those people was Benny Blanco. I don't know if you know who that is. He's Selena Gomez's, I think, fiance now, but maybe just boyfriend. And like he...
Well, the weird looking guy.
Yeah. And everyone was like, this is People's Sexiest Man. He wasn't. People's Sexiest Man Alive 2024 was John Krasinski, who is so hot.
I think you told me this before. I don't like the way his face shape.
No.
Out at the bottom.
Jim Halpert from The Office was one of my first gay awakenings. Like, he's one of the... I feel like I've said this on the podcast before. Like, a man who has, like, humongous features and, like, takes up, like... He's got a big face, big nose, big hands. Like, he's just big all over.
Wait, he's a sexiest man? He looks so different in that video that they put up. Him being the sexiest man alive is actually a fucking disgrace to, like... sexy people.
But you've got to... people always love to say this, but People Magazine is not meant... Like, the readers of People Magazine are, like, the good Christian woman Barbara from Nebraska who's, like, a Trump voter. Like, do you know what? Like,
they are
People Magazine readers.
I know it's not going to be, like... It's not definitely not for the people. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's for...
They should change their name. Yeah,
literally. I thought it might have been, like... Maybe it's because he's still, like, too young because it's always, like, a 40-year-old middle-aged man. I thought it would be Jacob Elordi.
Loads of people thought it was going to be Jonathan Bailey.
Who's that?
He's in Bridgerton and he's in the new Wicked film. The gay one.
The mixed race guy? No.
He's like, he's just like a stereotype. He's like, he's kind of like if you Googled like good looking white man, he'd come up. But I like representation for good looking gay people, so.
He's a good looking gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think no, he's so. Not. No? No, a good looking gay man is like the guy from Monsters. That's a good looking gay man.
I think he's hotter. By
you think he's so I need to far. See him move. I need to see him like.
Yeah, action. Maybe it's like, or like, look at this picture of him. Like, because also, so moving on to the kind of like tying in the conversation, like he doesn't seem your type. He's not really my type either, to be fair. But like a few hours later, anyway, wait, let me finish what I was going to say about People's Magazine first. Mm-hmm. I think John Krasinski is a fantastic choice. I think he is like such a good choice, especially last year. Fuck, who was. No, last year was hot as well. I think it was Patrick Dempsey. But, he just like he is a good choice to me because he's very that type of who's going to be on that cover. Like out of all the choices we were going to get, he's actually quite a good choice. And also People Magazine are also like 5 years late every time they do this. Like they're always quite their fingers never on the pulse. Like I would have loved it, and it would feel like it would have made so much sense for it to be Glenn Powell. He is like, he's from that Sydney Sweeney film Anyone But Us, is it called Anyone But You, Anyone But Us, and he's in the Twisters film. He kind of looks like almost Uncanny Valley. I find him gorgeous, and he's got such a good personality. But he's very that, like, People Magazine reader type of hot. So that's why I thought, because he's had a huge year as well. But then I have to remember that it's People Magazine, and they're always 5 years delayed behind the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. No, he... This is making sense.
Yeah, he's, like, that's, a People Magazine hot.
Yeah, he's, like, a... Yeah, and he's just got this, like, charming, like, face about him.
Yeah, he's so charming. Yeah. And he's got an incredible body.
Does he?
Mm.
Glenn Powell body.
It's literally like an 11-year-old search. Like,
oh fucking hell, he does.
Yeah, he's hot.
Oh, he's hot. This is hot. Type up Glenn Powell body on Google.
But anyway, so this segues me onto Vanity Fair did their annual. I think it was their 31st Hollywood issue where they put like the current It stars of Hollywood on the cover. I'll read you out the list of who's on the cover this year. Glenn Powell, Zendaya, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Saldana, Dave Patel, Sydney Sweeney, Josh O'Connor, Danielle Deadwyler, Jonathan Bailey, Lisa, Shuey Gatwa, and Bill Skarsgård.
Lisa is in Lisa from YouTube.
No, Lisa is in from Blackpink.
Oh, okay.
People are a little question mark about this because I didn't realize her...
Lisa from Blackpink.
Yeah, her alleged boyfriend is the former CEO of Tag Heuer. Is that how you say it? The watch brand.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently he's got crazy industry connections. Mm. And Lisa, as far as I'm aware, all that she's doing is right now in terms of acting is she's in the upcoming series of The White Lotus. I don't know if you've seen.
She. What's the singer that I said that I started liking that has that song? From K-pop star.
The Rosé. I think Glenn Powell will be people's hottest... people's sexiest man alive in... I'm going to make a prediction, 3 years. So
okay.
2027's people's sexiest man alive, I think, will be Glenn Powell.
2027. In 3 years, I'm going to be 29 years old.
No, do you know what is fucking terrifying? Is that we have... like, next year, like 2025... Wait, what, is that correct? Yeah, 2025, like next year, will be 10 years from our GCSE summer.
That's mad.
A decade ago.
Yeah, I know. And I still relate everything to being in secondary school. Yeah. I even like relate my life to like when like I'm this is why I think I'm so immature still, because like my cousin has a baby and she's literally like a few months older than me. And like anything to do with the baby, I relate it to myself of when I was a baby. And I'm just like, that's not like, that's not normal, and that's also not mature. Why do you think you're so close in age to a baby, not the mother itself?
The Wicked premieres have been happening. I am obsessed with the lore behind it because the girls as if they're my friend, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande can't stop crying. I hadn't seen this. I just shown her before we started recording.
Yeah, so weird. And it was weirder because it was in 2x speed.
Yeah. And every press... So if you haven't seen, they're doing their like big promo press tour yet. I don't think they've come to the UK yet, but they've done LA. Oh my God, did you see Trisha was at the...
Trisha Paytas?
Yeah.
She? And also, she's been looking so hot recently.
You know the guy who sings to celebrities?
Yeah,
he was at the premiere and he sang to Ariana Grande.
Did
it? And Ariana Grande was like, "Oh my god, I've been waiting for this! Like, really? This is amazing! Like, I love how famous he's getting. Like, how like celebrities are like, yes! Like, I forgot Harry Daniels moment. Yeah. Like, it's so good. But the main like talking point. I mean, we can speak about the outfits a bit as well, but I don't think anything outfit wise has been that. Apart from, oh, there was a one really good Ariana outfit. She was wearing like this like pink bodice. Like, oh, let me get it up. I think it was to the Mexico premiere. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't excited to see the film until I've been seeing all this stuff now, and yeah. like I'm getting lots of like I'm. I was just telling Isla before didn't realize like there's no CGI in the film, and they planted to create the like garden of it 9 million tulips. They planted 9 million tulips, and like the whole set has been man-made, and it's like they've got like a steel train in, and like all this stuff, like none of it's CGI, which is crazy.
Oh, it was filmed in the UK.
I did think I knew that actually, yeah.
Yeah, it was filmed in Buckinghamshire and Norfolk.
That'd be insane to see.
Yeah, that would be mad. I wonder if they're, because obviously, as you just said, like, so it's not CGI, so I wonder if they're going to keep it, especially 9 million roses, tulips. They're in filming locations to see by train. Oh, you can see it on the train.
Oh, wow.
Wait, not it being filmed in Boreham Wood.
I don't know where that is.
That's like Hertfordshire. But it's hilarious because, like, Ariana Grande was just like in Boreham Wood. Yeah, but it's not open to the general public for tours. You can't go look around. I think that's such a fucking waste.
Iowa Debris, she like has done this huge thing, because apparently AI is obviously, we all know that AI is dangerous for the environment. By 2027, AI usage alone is predicted to use as much water as all of the country of New Zealand. Because that's how much it takes to power it.
To power AI.
Yeah, because it's all these, like, it's the same, like, issue that
what people... What is AI, then?
It's the same, like, issue that people had with, like, NFTs. Like, they actually take up so much. Someone on TikTok will explain it far better than I'm about to explain it. But long story short is, like, it uses so much power and energy and, like, resources to store these things and, like... Because it's, like, so... It's basically, like... like, some computer somewhere in the world has to use so much power to use this, to, like... do this all. But basically, Iowa Debris posted on her story saying, please stop using AI to see what you'd look like as a sexy Sims character or whatever you can use it for. Commission some talented and horny freak to do it for like $6 or I don't know, use your imagination. Basically, you're going to look like you, but smaller and skinnier. There, I did it. This shit is cooking the planet and our brains. I can't even remember why I started this story now.
That's interesting, though. Thanks for letting me know about that.
Yeah.
No more AI, no more making yourself into a fucking baby.
I'm trying to think if I use AI for anything, because people use ChatGPT so much, but
I don't use ChatGPT
that much.
ChatGPT is good for like knowing just how to do, for example, like I'm gonna do a review on my Hoover, like on TikTok, because I have a robot Hoover. So I just put into ChatGPT main points to cover when doing a review on a Hoover, and it just gave me like all the points, so then I could like talk about it in order. But like I tried to Google it and it just didn't come up. But AI would literally just be like, you need to talk about this, the suction power, the setup, the this, the that. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like the main points to touch on. And I just thought that's so like, that's why I like using it for things like that.
I just don't think, like, I know a lot of people use it for like work as well. Like, a lot of influencers will be like, can you get like, if you know when, so basically if you don't know, when influencers do brand deals, like a lot of the times, sometimes brands will give them a creative brief, but a lot of the time they'll be like, please, can you like submit a brief of what you want to do?
Mm.
Which, I mean, some influencers plan out all their content and stuff like that. Me personally, I don't. I just, I'm very in the moment, whatever. Yeah. So when a brand comes to me and is like, can you tell us what you're going to do? It's like, I don't fucking know. I've not even, like, I'll just do it when I film it. Like, I don't know how to tell you this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of my friends that I know will go to AI and be like, this is the creative brief. Can you give me, like, what I'm going to film? And AI will tell them, and then they'll just copy and paste it and send it to the brand.
I never thought of using it for something like that.
And I'm not going to say who it is, but I have a friend who has ChatGPT, not me like saying how bad ChatGPT is and now it's turned into like an ad, but like she has ChatGPT Pro, and she was like, I have this brand deal, I want to come across giving this like message and this, can you like give me a script and a like scenario? They sent her the royalty free music to use, the track to use for the track. They sent her like a script of like what to say for it. They sent her like, nice. It's so scary what they
it's
can
scary
do.
But the thing is that I like, it's good, I think, for the stuff like that where you can literally see if it's good or not, it's good. But someone said, I think it was like someone on Twitter, you know, just talking about like how do people like how do students like or how do teachers know if someone's like using AI or whatever?
Yeah.
Because obviously, if I was at uni, I'd be fucking using AI, and would I be reading everything that the AI thing's just written? No.
Fuck, I'm so jealous.
I know, but like. People do like, so this one girl was like, my mum's like a lecturer and she does like a reverse of AI. So she gets people to use AI and then fact check it against actual facts and like cite actual citations and stuff. And you see how incorrect a lot of the stuff is. And then it puts people off of using AI.
Oh. But I wouldn't use AI to write my essay. I would use AI to be like, could you, like, I'm writing an essay on this and I'm looking for a quote about this type of thing, could you give me a quote about this
and the citations and everything,
and it would find like a tech. I'm assuming, obviously I don't write essays, I'm not in university, but I would then assume AI would go out and look for, scour like the internet on sources. But maybe they mean like, oh, AI will just give you that and you'll take it as fact, but like it's actually not a real source. Maybe that's what they mean. I'm not in uni.
Yeah.
Would you go back to uni to do a master's?
Oh my God, you know, it's so crazy. I was literally just thinking about this like the other day.
It's such a, I guess, what is it? Like quarter life crisis.
Yeah, because like, I was like, what am I doing with my life? Yeah. Like, because that's why I went to uni in the beginning. I went to uni because I didn't know what I was doing with my life. So I was like, let me just distract myself for all like a few years and get a bit of debt. And then, yeah, I just knew that on the way of finding being at uni, I was going to find something else. I just hated uni because it really like opened my eyes up to how bad I am at studying when I really like something.
No, I feel like I'd be really good. I went to uni and didn't like, I did the same. I didn't know what I wanted to do at 18, and my parents were like, they weren't doing it in a controlling their way. They were doing it out of a loving way, being like, you are literally too immature to like not be doing anything and trusting yourself to do social media. So like, you have to go to uni, like please go. So I went, and I just kind of picked something, I guess, in the kind of field of relation of what I wanted to do, which was media. And then I specialized in journalism, but I hated it so much, and I hated the course, and I hated the uni and all that kind of stuff. But I think if I went back to do a master's now in what I wanted to do it in, and in the right uni and all that kind of stuff, I would love it so much. The only thing that puts me off is the money. Shall we do the Grammy nominations?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we just read... I'll read out the main, like... points of what the nominations, and then we'll like go through the big category, the four big categories, and choose who we want our winners would be. So Beyonce got the most nominations this year.
Yay!
11 nominations, which makes her the most, which gives her the title of having the most nominations in a single year for a female artist.
Finally, because it's previously held by Lauryn Hill.
Beyonce is also now the most Grammy nominated artist of all time. She has 99 nominations. She previously held the record with Jay-Z, but obviously it broke it this year. And the only...
Wait, Jay-Z had...
He's been going for ages, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't... I don't know a single Jay-Z song.
Yes, you do.
Niggas in Paris is the only Jay-Z song that I know off the top of my head.
I don't know any of his, like, old stuff that is, like, supposed to be his, like,
name one
stuff.
Song, then, off the top of your head. And one Jay-Z song.
Hollywood.
Oh, and that's him on his own. That's not a feature. And no, that's
good. Feature of Beyonce. Right.
There you go. One Jay-Z
song. Wait, no, this is sending me crazy.
Yes.
I'm going to search it just so I can see what I have saved by him. But, like, you are right.
Look, it's like, this is what someone pointed out to me, because I was like, I don't really know, like, I don't listen to Jay-Z. And he was like, they were like, yeah, because every single song is Jay-Z on a feature.
Yeah, Empire State of Mind is not just him. Run This Town is not just him. Numb/Encore is not just him. No Church in the World is not just him. These are all his popular songs. I'm just on his popular on Spotify. I'm going to find his most popular song that is a solo song. Oh my God, every single song is a feature.
Yeah.
His most popular song that's just a solo song is Hard Knock Life Ghetto Anthem. Oh, 99 Problems.
One song. One song is
dirt off your, okay, no, Dirt Off Your Shoulder as well.
I don't know.
You gotta get that dirt off your shoulder. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, but that is not... For someone to be holding a bar, yeah, no, a I do get you Beyonce... Could,
but then I guess we're just maybe not the demographic. Like, we're the Beyonce... But anyway, she broke that record this year. And her only submission that she submitted that didn't get a nomination was Best R&B Song for Tyron. And if she got that, she would have been the first ever 100-time Grammy nominee. But she sits at 99. First-time nominees include Morgan Wallen, Ray, Doechii, Vybz Kartel, Claro, and Shaboozey.
Oh, Vybz Kartel's in there.
Yeah.
Even though Vybz Kartel was a Donald Trump supporter, so fuck him.
So many people have come out as well. Doechii is the first female to be nominated for Best Female Rap in the 2020s.
Mm.
Billie Eilish becomes the youngest ever person to earn 5 Record of the Year nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift breaks the record for most Album of the Year nominations even, previously held by Barbra Streisand.
Barbra Streisand.
Only women, woo, are nominated for Best R&B Song.
Love that.
Thames, Money Long, SZA, Kehlani, and Coco Jones. Now it comes to the snubs.
What snubs?
Like people who didn't get nominated. Ariana Grande, Eternal Sunshine, was only nominated in 2 minor categories, and she didn't get a single major category, which is Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year.
Which is surprising for Ariana.
Kind of. Eternal Sunshine wasn't her biggest album, but it critically, a lot of people were saying it was her best work, which obviously, with the Grammys, that should be in favour, especially with a popular artist. And it did get 2 number one singles with We Can't Be Friends and Yes And. And she had a lot of other popular songs on here, like The Boy Is Mine and that kind of stuff. So people thought she would at least maybe get like Record of the Year or something. Or even, a lot of people thought she'd get Album of the Year. Other, Dua Lipa got nothing for like her Houdini, her all that kind of stuff. The biggest snub to me, which is crazy, was Megan Thee Stallion got nothing after Hiss, after I think Cobra was in this. Megan, the album, Mamushi getting nothing was crazy. Megan, the album not getting nominated, I'm okay with. I don't think it was her best work. Hiss should have been fucking nominated for Best Rap Performance. That's crazy that it wasn't. And it's misogyny, if you ask me. And the most, anyway, with 7 nominations, which is second most, Kendrick, Charlie XCX, Post Malone and Billy.
Post Malone?
Yeah.
Post Malone?
And with 6 is Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift.
Chappell Roan does not need any more fame, for fuck's sake.
No, because people were like, she tweeted something like, fuck your Grammy nomination. Or like, I don't even care about the Grammy nominations. And everyone's like, girl, you have to submit to be nominated and you have submitted. Like, what do you mean you don't care? Like, and then all her fans were obviously like, it was her management. It was her record label. Yeah. It's like, shut up. Like, and you know what? I've actually like changed my tune on her because it's like, I kind of love how like unapologetically diva she is. Like, it's so like old school. Like, you know, when like back in the day.
It's giving like Azalea Banks vibes.
Like, you know how back in the day, like every single like big pop star had like diva act. Like Beyonce was a diva. Britney was a diva. Christina was a diva. Nicole Scherzinger was like a diva behind the scenes. Like all that kind of stuff. And then I feel like with social media, like, and especially with like songs having to become big off TikTok and record labels, like Perry Edwards just recently did an interview being like, I am a singer first, but like, I feel like I'm now a TikToker because I go to my team like, okay, what's the plan for the single? Well, can you film this TikTok, this TikTok, this TikTok, this TikTok? She's like, I'm a content creator now as well as a singer. And with that, like, singers now have to be so relatable and nice and rootable. And like, for someone to just be like, so like, no, actually I am a cunt. And like, I'm just going to be a cunt, like and like deal with it or not. I'm still doing good in terms of commercial success. It's kind of like, damn, like we haven't had someone like that for ages.
Doja Cat.
Oh yeah, she kind of. But Doja Cat like then takes everything back. Okay, so the nominees for Album of the Year, Andre 3000 with New Blue Sun, Beyonce, Cowboy Carter, Sabrina Carpenter, Short and Sweet, Charlie XCX, Brat, Jacob Collier, I don't know how to pronounce this, DJESSE, Jesse, Volume 4, Billie Eilish with Hit Me Hard and Soft, Chappell Roan, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, and Taylor Swift, The Tortured Poets Department.
Chappell Roan has like done so well though. Yeah. Like, obviously, Charlie XCX has been, like, doing her thing, but Chappell Roan is very new, isn't she?
I think she came, like, into the scene in 2018.
Really?
Yeah. My winner for that, the best album on paper for me there is Billie's. I thought Billie's album this year was her best album ever.
What?
Hit Me Hard and Soft. It's got,
the most recent one.
Yeah, the one with her falling through the sea or whatever.
Yeah, no, that album. To be fair, I was listening to it the other day.
It is a no-skip album.
No, it is. And I forgot how much, you know, open up the door.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot how much I love that song. My friend was playing it the other
production
day.
In it, I found, is amazing as well. I wouldn't be mad at a Beyonce win, purely because she's never won it. And the fact that, like, there's like so much, like, it would be a statement if they voted her to win, because like Country Music Awards has snubbed her this year. She's never won Album of the Year. She's come out in like a genre which is notoriously like being like, I mean, you just saw how like they wouldn't allow Lil Nas X to classify Old Town Road as a country song, like, mm-hmm. and like with Shaboozy about to break the record for the longest number one with his song, and I just feel like Beyonce winning it would be nice. Mm-hmm. It would be nice. It's not my favorite album on the list, but and I guess if we're doing that, I also wouldn't be mad at a Chapel win.
I don't think, I think Billie's gonna win.
Yeah, I think Beyonce's gonna win. If I was to say, which I would also like and be happy with, but if I was to say on paper what I thought was the most deserving winner, it would be Billie. But okay. I haven't listened to Andre 3000 or Jacob Collier's album, so.
I want Charlie XCX to win.
I won't be mad at a Charlie win. I just don't actually think the album itself is that good. To do with the actual...
Which is music, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say Billie then.
So we got Record of the Year and Song of the Year. For simply put, this is from the Grammys website, Record of the Year deals with the specific recording of a song and recognizes the artists, the producers, and the engineers who contributed to the recording, while Song of the Year deals with the composition of a song and recognizes the songwriters who wrote the song. The record is more about like the production. Yeah. And the nominees for that is The Beatles Now and Then, which I'm pretty sure is the one where they, I don't know if you saw it, it was like, so obviously only two members of the Beatles are alive, but they like found old recordings of one of the dead members, and they managed to like through like this new engineering software managed to like pull out his old vocals to be able to put it on the track and all that kind of stuff. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, Charlie XCX, 360, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe, Taylor Swift, Fortnite.
Oh, I want Kendrick Lamar to win.
I would like a Kendrick win.
I really want a Kendrick win. I think he's so deserving of it because that song is just hit the shit that goes into his music is undeniable. But I also do think that Sabrina Carpenter is gonna win.
I would like a Kendrick win for that category. I'm gonna go for. I think in terms of like obviously the Beatles thing's interesting and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But in terms of like what. Out of all those songs, what interests me the most in terms of a sound point of view, it's Kendrick's. Mm-hmm. Best New Artist, Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Ray, Chapel Roan, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims.
I think Sabrina Carpenter is going to win. I would want Ray to win.
Yeah, I'd love her. I'm so happy she got nominated. Yeah. And she's nominated for Songwriter of the Year, which I actually hope she wins. Yeah. My only issue with Sabrina is that obviously she isn't a new artist, which is the whole discourse around it. Like,
is she not?
She's been releasing music. It's her fifth. This was her fifth album.
Oh,
it's just the first album that's been like, successful.
Like, so wait, so what qualifies someone to be a new artist then?
There's been a whole like back and forth between like fans and Grammys and the Recording Academy and all that kind of stuff. But basically, put their breakout year. I actually wouldn't be mad at anyone winning this category. Mm. Genuinely. I think they're all deserving. Again. He sings that, I lose control. He's like a big guy. Like, he's got a really good voice. They've all had good years. I think a Shaboozy win would be really cute.
What is Shaboozy?
The bar song Tipsy. It's like the country version of that one. Here come the drinks to the free to the full.
Oh, right,
everybody gotten it now and now.
I love how like I can ask like who is someone and you just go into song straight away.
I would, for personal reasons, a Doechii win. I don't think she's necessarily.
Wait, who's Doechii?
Put your motherfucking money in my motherfucking hands. And what it is, ho? What's up? I'd actually go like a Benson Boone win.
Wait, who's Benson Boone? Sorry, I'm over Jake.
These beautiful things that are rich.
I love that song. Wait, what is this? Oh, Best New Artist.
Yeah.
I love how you actually know everything.
I don't know who I like. I would like them all to win. But I'm going to predict that it's going to be Chapel who wins.
I think Sabrina Carpenter is going to win, but I want it to be Ray.
I would literally... Benson Boone might win. Okay, and then finally, Song of the Year. Shaboozy, our bar song Tipsy. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Taylor Swift, Fortnite. Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. Sabrina Carpenter, Please, Please, Please. And Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Well, obviously, I'm going to say I want Kendrick Lamar to win. He's literally my favourite artist ever.
But that's why I was like... I looked at the Song of the Year, and that's why I was like, I want Kendrick to win Record of the Year. And I would like... I would really like Sabrina, please, please, please.
But I do think that Kendrick has also made the song of the year, though.
Yeah. But if you think about, I mean, I do agree with that. And he could win both. Mm. But I'm just trying to think, like, just so, like, okay. I tick everything. Mm-hmm. You can say Kendrick, but in my, if I was, like, on the Recording Academy, mm. on my end, pressing the vote, I would vote for Sabrina Carpenter, Please, Please, Please. I like that song. I like how it's written. I think it's an interesting song.
I don't find Sabrina Carpenter interesting. Who's this other woman that's going really famous? And she just sounds like another Taylor Swift.
Gracie Abrams.
Yeah.
So made it out alive, but I think I lost it. Said that I was fine. Said that from my coffin. Remember how I died when you started walking? That's my life. Yeah, she's a Napa baby as well. And she's dating Paul Mescal. Who I think is going to win, though, is Billy, Birds of a Feather.
Oh, yeah, true.
I love you till the day. That is a fucking good song.
Mm.
That's, that song.
Wait, what song is...
I love you till the day that I die.
Oh, is this Billy, Billie Eilish? Sorry, I don't know.
That song is like a hug.
Mm. I want Kendrick to win, yeah.
And prediction?
I just want Kendrick to Lamar to win everything. I think Kendrick Lamar's going to win. I want him and I think he's going to win.
Well,
oh, we've got wait, fucking ages for this
we'll
now.
I forget what we predicted.
I know. We're gonna have to go back to this.
Yeah. Right, should we do What's Poppin'?
Yeah, let's do our What's Poppin' of the week. I just need to look. I'm going to turn on my TV quickly.
Oh, Flo dropped their new album today.
Oh, shit. It's come out today. Is this their first ever album?
Yeah, their debut album. I went to the... Oh, I forgot I did that this week. I went to the listening party.
Oh, did you? Where was it?
At the Box.
Oh, sick.
And I got to listen... I was... Well, not me specifically. Everyone in the room was the first people to listen
ever.
To that album.
Oh,
obviously,
sick.
All the people who worked on it.
Yeah.
I just... Oh, you know when girls are just so nice and you just root for them so badly and they're so talented as well?
Yeah, I love them.
And yeah, I'm just rooting for them so bad. I really upset, a lot of the reviews aren't too favourable.
Oh my God. Okay, right. Wait, so someone commented, right? They said... we should do our What's Poppin' and What's Flopping.
And What's Flopping, yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Whoever said that.
Yes, we'll do
yeah,
that.
That's such a
so
good idea.
So my What's Poppin' is Flo, Access All Areas, Stream It Now. My favourite song from that is I'm Just a Girl.
Just a girl. I love, that's what we...
Just a girl.
It's like, yeah, that's
whoa, whoa. It's so different, but so good. I'm really into all these rap and R&B girls doing this rock sound. Like, obviously, I spoke on the podcast before about Megan. Normani does a little bit of it in her album Dopamine with a song called Little Secrets, where it's like this like electric guitar production, like... Oh, it scratches. It sounds so... I tweeted it today, but like it sounds so fresh. Like hearing these like voices who you're so used to singing like sultry, like smooth songs on these like rocky productions. Like it's so good. But yeah, they also have a song with Glorilla on it. Which I feel like you
oh my
like.
God, I can't wait to watch this. They also got what's over
A song with Glorilla.
Oh, does it?
Yeah,
does
you'll
it?
Like that. Yeah,
I see it.
It's like,
I'm listening
in my
to
bag.
Like...
In my bag.
Fuck, wait.
Wait, I actually have loads of What's Poppin' this week, actually. A boy band called No Guidance dropped a song today called Nostalgia, and it's so good. Wait, why am I actually in my rock era? Because also, Linkin Park released an album today, and I've listened to it twice,
really?
Back to back today.
Really?
Like, just sat at home.
Download that.
FKA Twigs' new song, Drums of Death. And where is it? Oh, I like the new Lancey Fox song, Twister Key, as well.
My What's Poppin' of the week is, so the finale of Married at First Sight was officially yesterday.
Fuck, I'm so excited to catch up on it now Big Brother's
really?
Over. I'm going to binge it next week.
It has been the best season of
really?
British.
Oh, that's gonna be so exciting.
I think British like reality TV, because there's so many, like, I feel like in the UK, a lot of people don't really like reality TV as much with certain things, because it's just not toxic enough. But they got the best casting, like the most awful and best people at the same time. And yeah, I just thought it was fucking amazing. My favorites were Sasha and Emma of the whole season. My favorite guys were Sasha's boyfriend, Sasha's husband, and that's probably about it, really.
I just already know I'm going to come back after watching this and I'm going to stand all the problematic ones and you're going to be like, oh my God.
No, I don't know. Like, there's, because you know what? Yeah, you really did open my eyes when I was talking about the other lady.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, for example. And then I clocked that Orson was just so, like, so fake. And I also think, like, Luke is really fake. And yeah, I think you're going to think the same thing. Anyways, yeah, I just thought that was the best season.
I saw Polly Swirling. I saw that clip on TikTok when she threw red wine.
Oh my God, yes. So you've got to be a really awful person for me to like change my mind about like another person that I thought was really, really awful, because especially with Polly, the way that she was actually acted was just so, so awful. And I just thought she was just, I completely went off of her. But then towards the end, I fell back in love with her again because I really started to see like, and also I think she's got ADHD, I think as well. So I understand like why she is the way she is a lot of the time, because it's very like, it can be super, super intense. And it's like, you either love her or you hate it sort of thing. But she did come on, she was definitely bullied for like some episodes to some of the people, but the way that Adam treated her was fucking awful, and I fucking hate that man so much. And I just feel like with the experts as well, they always have this like moral high ground, and I hate the fact that they like can't ever really take sides. And when they do some, but then sometimes they do take sides, I'm like, that is the wrong side to be taken right now.
I don't like how involved the experts are on that show. I don't need their commentary watching the dinner scenes, because I don't like the way that you said, like the holier than thou energy they give off. Like, I just think like, just sit with them and counsel them. I don't mind
it, because I just think it does bring another element. But then the thing is I've tapped out of like, me just because you're an expert doesn't mean I'm gonna fucking agree with you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So I always used to think, oh no, they're an expert, they probably know best, but they fucking don't.
Especially on, well, I mean, especially TV experts. But on top of that, I just don't understand. I would never trust someone, not trust as in like friend-wise, but like, I would never like go to someone and be like, you're an expert, tell me what's wrong with my relationship. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me, like, how do you know what love is and I don't? Like,
no, I know the thing is what they do is they give a perspective to other people, but then sometimes I'm like, why have you not asked that person to apologise to the other person? Like, you've got off scot-free, and I don't like that. Like, for example, with Holly on the finale, she like was bullying this other girl, yeah, and they never asked her to apologize. And I was just like, I don't like shit like that, because you've made someone like reopen up the conversation where she's been horrible to someone, but you haven't, like, what's the point if you're not gonna get them to like to apologize? Like, yeah. I just don't get it. Like, it's just weird. I don't like that. But yeah, that's really my rundown, and yeah, I just thought that was like, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Do you have a what's flopping?
My what's flopping of the week. I guess I did say last week I was talking about Beauty in Black, but it's just Tyler Perry as a whole. Except for Colored Girls. For Colored Girls is like one of the best films ever. Like that, I watched that for the first time and it's stuck in my head ever since.
Do you watch Outer Banks?
No, I'm not really an Outer Banks person. Yeah, I never got into it, but I'm just seeing on my TV right now. Right now, they're doing the.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Is that how you say it?
I think so. JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey. Oh yeah, it is. Sorry, I just had that in my head like something completely different. I'm excited to see that. He's sexy. Who's that?
I know. I've been watching quite a few sexy guys who have got up. Theo James was one of them.
Is that? Oh no. Oh yeah, Theo James should have been up there.
Yeah, everyone said that. Everyone was like, just crown Theo James sexiest man alive, full stop, and yeah, end this thing. Like,
no, no, but seriously though, seriously.
Right, anyway, if people want to find you, where can they find you?
You can find me on
distracted by Netflix. Waiting, loading screen. If people want to find you, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla and TikTok at
That's
Isla.
That's Christina
Lobo.
Million.
Yeah, I know. I want to see this new film. It's Meet the Next Christmas. It's like, a new Christmas platform.
I should wait a few days to watch that. As in, like, more Christmas time.
Who's really, like, I want people to comment down below if, who's, like, really interested in, like, movies. Like, who really likes movies? Because I have something that I'm going to discuss with Lewis after as an idea. But if you are interested in movies, then just comment down below. And we can get something cooking.
I don't know what it is. So. But if people want to find you, where can they find you?
It's for the 10th time. on Instagram at Isla Lobo and on TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop of Podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Pop of Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week for a new episode.
Ciao.